MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, August 5, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Local communities awarded state money in anti-hate funds. Cape Ann gets nearly $1 million in state funds. And Whittier Tech funding is back in the news. Some clouds, mid-80s today, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 12:51 p.m. Back in 58 seconds with North Shore Today News.
Hey there, it's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumberyard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Benjamin Pierce is writing on itemlive.com. Four local nonprofit organizations have received state grants to help protect them from hate crimes and terror attacks. St. Pius V School in Lynn, Our Lady of the Assumption School in Linfield, Bishop Fenwick High School in Peabody, and Temple Sinai of Swampscott and Marblehead were four of more than 80 agencies that were rewarded with a total of $4.7 million by Governor Maura Healey and her administration. According to Benjamin Pierce, Temple Sinai President Barbara Rosenstock was happy to learn that her organization received the maximum grant amount of $75,000. The funds will be used for the installation of security cameras, access control hardware for entrances such as key cards and intercoms, and panic buttons throughout the temple that will notify police if there is an emergency. Jim Sullivan is writing the Newburyport Daily News following the most recent meeting of a task force looking into revising the agreement that binds 11 communities to Whittier Tech High School. Task force founder Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon is expressing doubt that Haverhill Mayor Melinda Barrett is willing to make any changes. Sean Reardon is quoted as saying, "Although I haven't heard from the Haverhill City Council on this, we have one community telling us that they're not interested in doing it, and that's coming from the mayor's office over there." The Haverhill-based Whittier Regional Vocational Technical High School includes students from each of the 11 communities that all pay a percentage of the school's budget based on the agreement ratified in 1967. Those communities are Amesbury, Georgetown, Groveland, Haverhill, Ipswich, Merrimack, Newbury, Newburyport, Rowley, Salisbury, and West Newbury. The agreement was under intense scrutiny last winter when voters in the 11 communities shot down a plan to build a $444.6 million new building by a wide margin in January. In every community but Haverhill, residents voted against the project. In the Gloucester Times, Ethan Foreman reports that State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr and State Representative Ann Margaret Ferranti say they have secured $823,500 in state funding earmarks for 15 initiatives in Gloucester, Rockport, Essex, and Manchester-by-the-Sea in the recently signed state budget. The $58.78 billion statewide budget, signed into law by Governor Healey on July 29, is for fiscal 2025. Gloucester secured the lion's share, receiving $608,500 for nine local initiatives. In the Salem News, Caroline Enos is reporting the two-way suicide lane on Route 114 in Danvers in Peabody could soon be turned into a median. The Massachusetts Department of Transportation held its first public meeting Thursday night on its ongoing study of long-term safety improvements to the stretch of Route 114 on Andover Street, roughly between Routes 128 and 1. The potential improvements include better safety equipment, wider sidewalks, and replacing the two-way turn lane that runs down the middle of the road with a median. The median could be a thin strip of jersey barriers or guardrails or wider mulch beds, making way for a shared-use path that could be added for pedestrians and cyclists along the side of the road, according to MassDOT employees. And according to Caroline Enos, there is a new push to build affordable housing in Hamilton.
In Hamilton specifically, the Habitat for Humanity that's based in Essex County is in the process of building 10 basically houses. They're duplexes, but they're considered, you know, homes, not just apartments. What they're looking for is families or, you know, people who are trying to start out, stuff like that, people who have been edged out of buying homes in the area because, you know, it's not $200,000 is not the going rate for a house anymore. It's 5, 6, 7, 8, and 5 being the low, you know. So they're building 10 of these, a mix of 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom, and 3-bedrooms. And the idea is that they run, I believe the low is probably around 200 or maybe a little lower, and then up to about 250. And it's trying to keep people who grew up in the area, who can't afford, you know, to live where their parents raised them, because even though they might be working jobs like teachers, firefighters, you know, pretty standard run-of-the-mill jobs that are positively contributing to the community that just aren't getting paid what you need to live here. So it's a lottery. They're taking applications now. I believe they already filled out like about four, six or four of the first round of units that they were doing. So now they're taking applications for this lottery, and they're going to have a presentation on mid-August for people who are interested in applying.
Salem News reporter Caroline Enos. Gloucester Times reporter Stephen Hagen writes that selectmen in Essex have received an update on the town's estimated costs related to planned upgrades at the Gloucester Wastewater Treatment Plant. Essex may be on the hook for as much as $300,000 annually during its municipal contract with Gloucester. In 2000, the town signed an intermunicipal agreement with Gloucester for treatment of wastewater based on the volume of flow. Red Sox 7, Rangers 2 last night. Boston plays at Kansas City tonight. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.